Okay, so yesterday in our opening shiur, we were developing the first mahalach, right? Basically, the core issue in Hazama is what is the dynamic between the first kat, the Edim Zomim, and the second kat, the Edim Hazimim, right? Namely, why is it that we believe the Edim Mazimin over the Edim Zomim? Generally, trey, Ede Hachasha, there's a stalemate, we don't know who to believe. All of a sudden, when it comes to Hazama, we have a clear preference or clear Ne'emanus for the Edim Mazimim over the Edim Zomim. So the question is, why is that? What is the dynamic between them? So yesterday, we spent some time developing the first Mahalach in the Zigya, which is that the reason why the Edim Zomim and the Edim Mazimin, that the reason why we believe the Edim Mazimin over the Edim Zomim is because the Edim Zomim are viewed as the Bali Dover. They are the Nidon. So it's not a clash between Edim and Edim. It's really a clash between Edim, the Edim Mazimim, and the Bali Dover, the Edim Zomim. So it's really not a clash at all. So there we saw Rav Nissim going. So the Rambam, at least according to the Kli Chemda and the first day of the Pnei Yeshua. We saw the Ramban al Torah, which according to most understood the Ramban like that. We read Rabbeinu Bachya, Sefer Achinuch, and then finally the Torah. So a group of very prominent Mefarshim adopting that first approach that the Edim Zomim are the Nidonim or the Bali Dabar, and the Memela, the Edim Mazimim are believed because they're the only Edim at play. Today I would like to see the less known, let's say Mahalach, understanding of the dynamic of Hazama between the Edim Mazimim and the Edim Zomim. And that is that really, there we view them as a tray or tray. Really, there's a direct clash between the Edim Mazimim and the Edim Zomim, because they're both basically contradicting each other. The Edim Zomim are saying that the Maisa at hand happened, right? The Edim Zomim were the first kat that said, Reuven killed Shimon, that's Edim Zomim. And the second kat, according to this Malach, is Be'etzim saying, Imanu Hayisem. But Be'etzim, our understanding of Imanu Hayisem, is saying, and therefore, because you were with us, therefore, the edus that you claimed didn't necessarily take place. Namely, how could you claim that Reuven really killed Shimon? You weren't there. So according to the second Mahalach that we viewed as a tray or tray, really we're viewing that both, really it's a direct clash between the edus of the Edim Zomim, the Edim Azimim, Edim Zomim saying the Maisa happened, and the Edim Mazimim saying, not necessarily, how do you know that the Maisa happened? Because Imanu Hayisem. So according to this second Mahalach, that it's really Be'etzim Atreya Trey, so the two sets of Edim. So here, there's a Chiddush Torah, despite the fact that it's Trey or Trey, that we're going to side with Edim Mazimim over the Edim Zomim. And I'd like to now go through several Rishonim who seem to adopt this second Mahalach, that really the dynamic between Edim Mazimim and Edim Zomim is not Edim versus Balei Davar, it's really Edim versus Edim, it's a dynamic of Trey Utrey. So the first place to look to this is the Bali Tosos. The Bali Tosos in several different places seem to be very consistent in different comments and different answers and different questions to adopting this Trey Utrey perspective on the dynamic between Edim Zomim and Edim Mazimim. So the first place this takes us is the Tosos in Baba Kama, Ayin Beis Amud Beis. And this is the beginning of that Tosos. So a little background, like this machlokes between Rava and Abai. So again, it's very important for the opening question of Tosfos. What is the context of the Gemara in Baba Kama? What are they talking about? What issue? Are they talking about Onshin? No, Yitzhak, what is the context of the Machlokes in Rava and Abaye in Baba Kama, Ayin Beis Amud Beis? Excellent. The timing of the Psol Edus, right? According to Abaye, when is the Psol Edus Chal?
From Lema
Freya. Lema Freya to the time of the Haggadah Edus. And according to Rava, when is it Chal? Exactly, only in the Shas Hazama, moving forward, Mikan Olaba. We'll get to the two reasons there. So just on the Gemara, which is basically talking about Psul Edus, Tosos has an implicit kasha. Anyone have the Tosos in Baba Kama open? With them is going to be very, very important. Go for Mordechai. So again, and whoever Tosos starts off with an Ein Lahakshos, you have to treat that as an Imtomar, as a question. So let's take stop.
Ein Lahakshos Nalei Demehimni Hamezimin.
So what's the kasha of Tosfos?
So you shouldn't. I guess the kasha is that from where do we know that the mezimin are believed to make them possible edus? Because the Torah only says that seasonal kasha is on. We don't necessarily know that.
Excellent. Punished, excellent. So the question of Tosfos is: wait a second. Take a step back. The Gemara just assumed that the Parsha of Hazama extends beyond the realm of Onshin and also affects the realm of Psula Edus. Then Machlokas Rav and Abaye here just, okay, when is that psul edus chal? Kind of labal, mafreya, but the underlying assumption of the Gemara is that the edin zomim will become psulim la'edus. So Tosa says, take a step back. Why is that? If you look at the psukim only talk about onshin, kasha zomim, lasos la'achiv. Where do we know that not only are the edim azimim believed for onshin, that they're also believed for edim, for the realm of psul edus? So let's see the answer, and then we'll analyze. So what's the answer, Tosos?
So because when once we're punishing them, or we're going to make them pay mammon, or killing them, so kol shekain, we should believe the edim azim and to make them
possible. So in la'edus, because lo hem ninu rachmana l'chatzan, right, the Torah didn't trust the edim azim halfway, only for onshin, not for psul edus, we believe them full way. Now let's take stock. So the kasha of Tosos, right, the assumption of the Tosos is that the edim azim should only be believed for onshin, not be believed for psul edus. Let's think about this for a second. If you took yesterday's mahalach, if you took the perspective that the edim zomim are bali davar, and the only edim at play are the edim azimim, so then you have edim azimim going up against bali davar. So in that case, the edim azimim should be believed completely. Just like edim generally are believed against bali davar completely, right? So too, if you took the perspective that the edim azimim are the only edim, and the edim zomim are the bali davar, there'd be no room for such a kasha. Because of course the edim azimim are believed fully to not only inflict an onish upon the edim zomim, but also to render them psul edus. Because in Lamaisa, we trust the edim azimim to establish the edim zomim as liars. Once they're liars, not only to get an onish, but once they gave edus sheker, memela, they're psulim la'edus. So the habamin of Tosos to even ask the question clearly assumes that, wait a second, it's not that we completely believe the Edim Azimim because they're the only Edim and it's Edim versus Bali Davar. It must be it's Trey or Trey. And once it's Trey or Trey, and it's a Chiddush to begin with to trust the Edim Azimim over the Edim Zomim, so now we can say, Ein bo ela chidusha, right? That's Lashon Tosos. Ein bo ela chidusha. Once it's a Chiddush because it's Trey or Trey, so maybe limit the Chiddush of the Torah to trust the Edim Azimim. To the realm of Onshin, where the Torah speaks. But to extend that beyond to the realm of Psula Edus, so already in the question of Tosos, it's clear that it's Trey or Trey, and it's a huge Chiddush to trust the Mazimim. Once that's the case, we can apply Ein Bo Ela Chiddusho to therefore limit it to the realm of Onshin, not apply it to the realm of Psula Edus. That's clear from the question. And now the question is the answer of Tosos. When Tosa says, now, no, we believe the Edim Azimim full way, so now it's an open question, right? How could you learn it, Ellie?
That it's, you could either say that it's, this, we rejected that halvamin.
Oh, now the Maskana, we say that really the Edim Azimim are the only Edim, and the Edim Zomim are the Bali Davar, and therefore, lo hem ninu rachman l'chatzan, because the Edim Azimim are the only Edim, and the Edim Zomim are the Bali Davar. So one way to understand is, while the Havamina clearly understands Trey or Trey, maybe the Maskana, the answer, transitions to a different perspective that maybe the Edim Zomim are the Bali Davar. While that would be possible, we're going to see other Shitas and Tosos seem to stick with the Trey or Trey. So the other way to look at the Maskana Tosos is that, no, even the Maskana is sticking with the Trey or Trey model, but what's the Chiddush? What's the Maskana?
In
Balgama? So the answer tells us is that although it's still Trey or Trey, when the Torah is Mechadish to trust the Edim Azimim, even though it's Trey or Trey, that extends not only to the realm of Onshin, that also extends to the realm of Psul Edus. Right? And in that understanding, even the answer of Tosfos is still within the perspective of Trey or Trey. So again, the Havamina of Tosfos, the question of Tosfos, clearly assumes Trey or Trey. Otherwise, no Havamina to Mechalik between Onshin and Psul Edus. The Maskana, which says you have to be consistent, either you see this as a huge transition from a Trey or Trey model to a Bal Davar model, or, and we'll see, this seems more likely given Jesus Tosfos and the rest of this Tosfos, that no, we're keeping the Trey or Trey model, but the Chiddush Torah to trust the Edim Azimim in the clash with the Edim Zomim, lo hem ninu rachmana l'chatzan, is saying not only is that Chiddush applied to Onshin, it also applies to the realm of Psul Edus. And if you take that second understanding, that's going to work out better with the Hemshech HaTosos, which seems to also clearly adopt this perspective of Trey or Trey. So that's the first Tosos. Oh. The next part of Tosas is the continuation, but in order to understand the Hemshech of Tosas, I take a step back and understand the Gemara Baal Basra. I see from your big makos, right? From the Baal Basra you have there. So everyone who has a Baal Basra, or at least has sitting next to someone with a Baal Basra, look on. So this is the Gemara in Baal Basra, Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph. A very important Shachar Vitaria, which Tosas all over the place is going to ask about. So it starts on Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, seven lines up. Zeh Omer Shalavosai. So no very good chance. And the key is to keep track of the names. Right? This doesn't always happen. But in this sugya, keeping track of the Amorim is going to play a big role. Go for it. Right, so each Tohen is claiming that it belongs to they came from their father and therefore the land belongs to them.
Hi, I see Sahadi Dava say.
So one Tohen, one Baal Din has Edim on both Shnei Chazaka, Chesed Gimel Shanim, and Edus that it belonged to their father, while the other Tohen only has Edus on what? On the Chesed Gimel Shanim. So one side has both Chesed Gimel Shanim and Marikama, and that belongs to their father. The other side, you just have the Chesed Gimel Shanim. So what do we do with that? Amar Rav Nachman.
So basically, the two eduses of eating cancel each other.
Exactly. So the two edios on the Chesed Gimel Shanim cancel each other. So what are you left with? One side has an edus that belongs to their father, Marikama, and therefore that side's a win. So again, just conceptually, Rav Nachman is saying is that although there's a chasha on that part, that knocks that part out, but it doesn't knock out the other edus. That's going to become important. Rabbi says, once there's a chasha, it destroys everything. We'll leave it vague on purpose. So Rav Nachman responds.
It's not.
Right. So although there's hachasha on the Chesed Gimel Shanim, since there's no hachasha on the Marikama, therefore that still stands. So now the Gemara is going to try to align this machlokes between Rava and Rav Nachman with the more famous machlokes about Edei Hachasha generally.
Maybe there, Ravuna and Rav Nachman is also is aligned with this machlokes with Ravuna and Rav Chisda.
So a classic case is very important. Classic case of Edei Hachasha. Hachasha between two Kita Edim. Rav Huna says that each Kat in another case can go ahead and still kosher Edus. It says Rav Huna, they still, since it's only a suffix, which Kat is lying, they still retain their Cheskes Kashrus, and therefore in another case, the suffix it does not undermine their Cheskes Kashrus, and they can be made. Comes on, Rav Chisda. Lamali. At the end of the day, one of them are clearly liars. Therefore, that suffix undermines their Cheses Kashrus, and therefore both Edei Hachasha, both Kitin of Edei Hachasha, are psulim in all cases. The Gemara says, let's line it up.
They say,
So Rav Nachman, who said that although they're mukhash when it comes to Shnei Chazaka, that doesn't carry over to the other edus of Marikama, that aligns, right, with Rav Huna. Says that just because they're mukhash in this case, they're still kosher in other cases. But this is the key for our purposes. But Rava, who says that once there's a chash, it destroys everything, that aligns with who? With Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Edei Hachasha are always psulim in other cases. So just like Rav Chisda says they're psulim in other cases, that's what Rav means, that Hachasha carries over to the Edus on the Marikama. So again, the Havamina is very important for our purposes. The Havamina is clearly aligning Rava, so this is key, Rava with Rav Chisda. That's going to become important because of Rava's other Shita in Baba Kama. But it's important before we go on. There is a Maskana here. The Gemara is going to break the Taliyah up. Continue, Meir. Right, because of course, if Rav Chisda is going to be posel the idei hachasha in completely separate cases, then clearly he'd be posel the hachasha here, where it's at least the same case. So for sure, Rav Chisda is only going to align with Rava in that direction. But Rava will tell you. So basically, but they're arguing with the Rav Huna, meaning Rava will be able to tell you, even I can hold like Rav Huna, because even though Rav Huna was only machshir edei achash in completely separate cases, but I Rava say in our case where it's all one case, it's one nidon between the Tum and the Nitan, even Rav Huna is going to agree with me, and in this case the psul achash carries over to the other aspect of osa edis. Okay, that's very important. So again, the Havamina, the Gemara, is Tole, Rava, with Rav Chisda, and the Maskana says, not so simple. Okay, now let's go back to the Tosfos Baba Kama. Tosfos Baba Kama says, wait a second. How can Rava, in the Havamina, be aligned with Rav Chisda? Because Yeshua, what is the other Shita of Rava in Baba Kama, which doesn't seem to work out well with Rav Chisda?
That the time of which in which Eid Zoran becomes possible is from the time where he's declared Eid Zoran.
Exactly, it's Mikan Olabah, right. And specifically because of what's the reasoning of Rava, at least according to the first day. Oh, Rava in Baba Kama in the first day says the reason why the Psul Eidus is only Mikan Olabah is because the Chiddush and Pashas. What is the Chiddush according to Rava? What is the Chiddush, Yoshua? It's a Chiddush that the
that the Mizimin override the...
Exactly, yeah. So just to be a little more precise, what is the Chiddush? That the Edim Zomim are Bepashtos? That the Edim Zomim are Psulim? Or that the Edim Mazim are Ksherim? On the simple level, and the way... Exactly. So the Havamina Tosas, for sure, and there's the Pashtos of the Gemara, for sure, is that the Chiddush of Rabba is saying, it's a Chiddush to be Posel the Edim Zomim. So the Tosas is going to ask, and all these different rights, Tosfos asks in Sanhedrin, asks in Baba Basra, asks in Baba Kama. He's like, wait a second. If Rava holds like Rav Chisda, that all Edei HaChasha are Psulim, so then why is it a Chiddush that the Edim Zomim are Psulim? The Edim Zomim are simply what? An example of Edei HaChasha. Very clear. Remember that sentence. Tosus' kasha is that, wait a second, since Edim Zomimim are merely Edei HaChasha, so therefore if Rava holds like Rav Chisda, all Edei HaChasha are Psulim, so why is it a Chiddush that Edim Zomimim, who are simply Edei HaChasha, why is it a Chiddush that they're Psulim? That's the kasha of Tosus. So now let's see this inside. So Tosus and Baba Kama, so we just spelt out the question, which is, maybe we'll read it inside really quickly. Do anybody... Akiva, do you have the Tosfos Baba Kama?
Yeah.
So that's the question that we just read. You see, V'yei Shlomer?
V'yei Shlomer, d'lamai d'bay l'meimar hasan d'rava ki Rav Chisda, lo havi time d'rava mishum mechidush, ela mishum seda d'lukufos.
So basically saying, in a chanami, you're right. It's not possible for that Havamina, which aligns Rava with Rav Chisda, who holds that all Edei HaChasha are Psulim, that does not work with this Deya of Rava, that Rava holds that it's a Chiddush that the Edim Zomim are Psulim, because according to Rav Chisda, it's Pashit that Edim Zomim would be Psulim, because they're Edei HaChasha. So that Havamina must therefore align with what? With which Deya in the of Rava?
The Amri, and that he holds that only Mekam Hava because of the technical reason of Pseidu
Lekuchos. Exactly, it must be because of Pseidu Lekuchos, right? So therefore, very important, the first answer of Tosfos Baba Kama, and this is the answer in Tosfos Baba Basra, and this is the first answer in Tosfos Sanhedrin. The first answer in all three Tosfos are basically completely accept the assumption of the question. Yes, the Edim Zomim are merely Edei HaChasha, and therefore, according to Rav Chisda, it's Pashit that the Edim Zomim, who are Edei HaChasha, would be Psulim Le'edus. Very important. Now let's see answer number two in Baba Kama.
Odiyah
Shlomar? Yeah, exactly. Skip a little bit. Odiyah Shlomar.
Odiyah Shlomar, the Rav Chisda, Nami Habe Chiddush, Mash Nefsalin Vada.
Ah, here's the key.
Vahai the Chashib Lahu, Sahadi Shikr Vishdeki Deidim, Eno Elevis Sfika.
So stop there, right. So what's the, according to the second answer, what's the chiluk between Edim Zomim and Edei HaChasha.
They both are possible in a Mechudosh way, but the one of Baba Kama was only possible in Safik, but the one of Baba Basra, Zomim, is possible in the... Baba Kama, the Zomim case is possible in the Vaday, and
Edei HaChasha.
Edei HaChasha is only possible in Safik.
Exactly. Second answer, which is very important, is Rabbi Mechalik, fundamentally, right, between Edei HaChasha generally, which is only a psul suffik, meaning we don't know who's right. So both Edei HaChasha are psulim misafik, and the chiddush of Rava, even within Rav Chista, is that the Edim Zomim are not stam Edei HaChasha, which would only be psule suffik. The chiddush of Rava is that Edim Zomim are psulim bitoras vadai. So it's a fundamental difference between Edei HaChasha generally and Edim Zomim and Edim Zomim. That's the second answer in Tosos. Now let's see the second answer in Tosos Sanhedrin. And I don't have a Sanhedrin Chav Zayin Amud Alef. So it's the same Kasha and the same first answer, but the second answer in Sanhedrin is a little different. So again, remember, the Kasha of Tosos is that how can you align Rava with Rav Chista? How can Rava say it's a Chiddush for the Edim Zomim to be Psulim? Rav Chista thinks that all Edei HaChasha are Psulim. First answer is that in Echnami you're right, so therefore, that Havamin, which aligns Rav with Rav Chista, must only going be according to the second day of Pseita Dulakuchos, but doesn't work with the Chiddushu. Second answer of Baba Kama is that no, there's a fundamental difference. Edei HaChasha are just Psulei Safik. Edim Zomim, the Chiddush, is that they're Psulim the Torah's Vada. Now let's see the second answer in Tosos Sanhedrin. You see the Yeshim Mefarshim? Natanael, you see that? Yeshim Mefarshim is like halfway down in Tosos.
Yeah, the Yeshim Mefarshim. Deha de ka'amar hacha chidish lav apsula de kemai kai ella hacha shira de betrai klamarai elanu lafaslan koshe akidos.
Says the second answer in Sanhedrin, you're right. From the Edim Zomim, the fact that the Edim Zomim are psulim, that's pasha. That's not what Rava means as a chiddush, because if Rava aligns with Rav Chista, it's pashut that the Edim Zomim, who are Edei HaChasha, are going to be psulim, just like all Edei HaChasha. So we're now reinterpreting, when Rava says that Edim Zomim chiddushu, what is the chiddush going on? Not in the fact that the Edim Zomim are psulim, because according to Rav Chista, it's pashut. It's rather going on the fact that the Edim Mazimim are ksherim, because from a certain standpoint, it's trey or trey, right? So therefore, you'd possible not only Edim Zomim, but also the Edim Mazimim. It's going second day, a second answer, Tosfos Sanhedrin. The Chiddush of Rava is that the Edim Mazimim are Ksherim. And then continues also says, and even though the Chiddush is going on the Kashrus of the Mazimim, still, right, we're still going to limit the scope of the Psul of the Edim Zomim, because once there's a Chiddush in the case at large, that may, it's in Boel Chiddusho for everything. So that's the summary. Now let's analyze. If you notice, yeah.
How does he read Rava in Baba Kama? Yeah.
So he's saying that once the Parsha of Hazama is a Chiddush, so even the Chiddush is not going on the Psul of the Edim Zomim, it's rather going on the Chiddush is the Kashrus of the Edim Azimim. Once the Parsha of Hazama is Mechudush, therefore we limit it, we apply Ebo Ala Chiddush.
Isn't that what Sanhedrin does?
What?
Isn't that what Sanhedrin does? That's
the
that's
yeah, we're explaining.
Oh,
and we're saying according to the second answer of Sanhedrin, that's what explains the Hamsha. That even though the Chiddush is not pertaining to the Psul of the Edim Zomim, we're still going to say Mikanu Abba because the Parsha is a Chiddush, and he brings a Raya from Pasuk Bechol.
Doesn't Rava say himself in Baba Kama that the reason why it's a Chiddush is Naichad Zitzai Sahani? Why are you relying on the Mazim? You should rely on the Zomim.
So the question is therefore is that saying therefore the Edim Zomim should be kosher, or is that saying therefore maybe the Edim Zomim, maybe Edim Mazimim should also be puzzled. He's understanding, why does Hazama treat the Edim Zomim as Psulim and Edim Mazimim as Ksherim? Why follow one over the other? Trey or Trey, they're both in the same camp. That's like a little of a twist. It's definitely a Chiddush. I'm a Chiddush read, but he's forced into it. If you now go back, the question of Tosos, the first answer in all the Tososim, and the second answer in Sanhedrin, all assume as a Dever Pashut that the clash between the Edim Zomim and Edim Azimim is Trey or Trey. If you think about it, we'll go through it in a second. The question of Tosos, the first answer in all the Tososim, and the second answer in Tosos Sanhedrin, all think that it's trey or trey, and that the edim zomim are merely edei hachasha. That assumption only makes sense according to the second mahalach that we're developing right now, that the dynamic between the edim zomim and edim mazimim is a clash of trey or trey. Right? If you thought that the edim mazimim were the only edim, and the edim zomim were bali davar, so then the edim zomim are not edei hachasha, is no shaychus to Rav Chista. To carry over Rav Chista and say Rav Chista's psul for edei hachasha should—that's exactly why the edim zomim should be psulim. That only makes sense if you take the perspective of trey or trey. If you thought like the Ramban and the first mahalach, right, that the edim zomim were bali dover, then there's no shaychus to Rav Chista and this idea of edei hachasha. So again, this is very important. So again, that's why Tosa says, right, what's the Chiddush of Rava? Of course the Edim Zomim are psulim according to Rav Chista, right? Edei Hachasha. That only makes sense if it's trey or trey. And the first answer, which says, in a Hanami, you're right, but that Havamina is not going according to the day of Chiddushu, it's only going to the second day of Tidlukos, is again is assuming that Edim Zomim are Edei Hachasha because it's trey or trey. And of course, the second answer in Tosa Sanhedrin is also saying that. It's also saying, in a Hanami, you're right. The Edim Zomim are Edei Hachasha, but to the extent that, therefore, even the Edim Azimim should be Edei Hachasha, and therefore they should be Psulim, the Chiddush of Rava is only that they are Kshirim. Again, that's assuming that the clash between the Edim Azimim and the Edim Zomim is Trey or Trey. What is the only Dea which possibly is not holding Trey or Trey? Possibly?
If it's the Chiddush is possible.
If the Chiddush is psul, is puzzle.
Is the psul valid.
Exactly, psul valid. It's very important. The second answer of Tosas Baba Kama, remember this, Chazor. The second answer of the Tosas Baba Kama, it's a fundamental chiluk between the psul of Edei Hachasha, which is only B'toras Safek, and the psul of Edim Zomim, which is B'toras Vada. So this answer alone, once you have a fundamental distinction between the psul Safek of Edei Hachasha and the psul Vada of Edim Zomim, so there's room to say, maybe the reason for that fundamental distinction is because why? That maybe the dynamic between Edim Zomim and Edim Azimim is not Trey or Trey. The Edim Azimim are the Edim. The Edim Zomim are the Bali Davar. And therefore, because it's not a clash, because it's Edim Azimim against Bali Davar, therefore they can make them Psulim B'Toras Vaday. So it's possible that that one day, that second day in Baba Kama, does align with the first Mahalach. But it's alternatively possible to say that no. And in light of the fact that all the Tosim seem to hold the trade, right? I think it's even more likely to say, what's the other way to explain it? That really, it's still within Trey or Trey, but the Chiddush Torah of Rava, the Chiddush Torah, rather, even though it's a Trey or Trey that we trust, the Edim Azimim, or the Edim Zomim, that creates a Psul Vaday. So in the large picture, what we basically have seen is that from the beginning, the opening question of Tosafot, where he suggests being mechalik between the realm of Onshin and the realm of Psul Eidos, that clearly is Trey or Trey. The answer, we said, is open. And now the other question where it asks, if according to the Havamin and Bobasra, to align Rav with Rav Chista, right, that question therefore says, therefore, what's the Chiddush that the Edim Zomim or Psulim that clearly assumes Trey or Trey? And we said most answers to that question are also Trey or Trey. The one answer which is open is the answer which is Mechalik between Psul Vaday for Edim Zomim and Psul Safik for Edei Hachasha. We said even there, it's still possible that it's still a Trey or Trey, but the Chiddush Torah is to, in that Trey or Trey of Edim Zomim versus Edim Azimim, the Chiddush is to give a Psul Vaday to the Edim Zomim. So in short, the first set of rayos to this Trey or Trey are basically Bali Tosfos throughout Chas. That's the first. Now let's move on. First, any questions on Tosfos before we move on? Yeah?
Just a question, Matt. You took the Bali Dover approach.
Yeah.
So how do you explain just why there's a psul for future idios where you're not about Dover? I mean, if no one's saying one of these, then you're not about Dover.
One more time. classic Hazama.
Right. So the Bali Dover, that they're...
So the Edim Zomim are the Baal Davar, so the Edim Mazimim are completely believed to establish that the Edim Zomim gave Eid Sheker.
Right.
So once they gave Eid Sheker, so now it's a Psul Rasha moving forward.
So Tosas could explain this based on that and still
how... It's nothing to do with Rav Chista. Right. I mean, the Chiddush, yeah, nothing to do with Rav Chista at all. It's not Hachasha. I mean, once you bring... Rav Chista is clearly about Eid Hachasha. Once you're bringing Rav Chista, right, into Rava by Hazama, you're already taking this perspective that the dynamic between the Edim Zomim and Mazimim is Hachasha. The Ramban would say, there's no connection between the sugyas. One is Mazimim are the Edim, Zomim are the Balei Davar, and Rav Chisda is talking about a clash between Edim, no connection at all. Just the fact that Tosfos even bring it up in the question clearly is a tray perspective. Okay, awesome. Good. So now after we dealt with the Balei Tosfos, now let's get to the Rambam. So you might be a little confused. Wait a second, wasn't the Rambam discussed yesterday? So yes, we pointed out yesterday, the Rambam is controversial, as usual. Right? Some Achronim, you know, thought that the Rambam, based on the Parashat Mishnayos, based on some Tzayukim and Yud Ches Beis, thought the Rambam was like the Ramban that is about Balei Davar. We're going to see right now a group of Achronim, and even earlier, basically who understand the Rambam as aligning with this Trey perspective, that really it's a clash between Edim Mazimim and Edim Zomim, and it's a Chiddush Torah to believe the Mazimim over the Edim Zomim. So what is the big Rambam which gives off this impression? What? Exactly, Halacha Gimel. Excellent. So Yud Ches, right? A Perek Yud Ches, Hilchos Edus, Halacha Gimel, where what's the, right, Mordechai, what is, sorry, Yitzchak, what is the phrase of the Rambam? Oh, right, just read that first line. Zeh Shehemina. So Rambam says, the fact that we believe the Mazimin over the Zomim, that's Gzeiras HaKasev. So whenever you see just Gzeiras HaKasev, the implication, at least in isolation, is that, is there a reason for it? No. It's Gzeiras HaKasev without any reasoning. So that led many Achronim to say, oh, must be the Rambam rejects the Baal Davar idea, because that's a clear svara. If you think that Edim Zomim are the Baal Davar, then there's a clear svara to trust the Edim Mazimim over the Edim Zomim. The fact that the Rambam says, oh, it's Gzeiras HaKasev, sounds like there's no reason, that already, seems like he understands it's a tray clash between Edim Mazimim and Edim Zomim, and therefore it's Gzeiras HaKasev to believe one over the other. So let's just see now the Mefarshim who interpret the Rambam along these lines. What is the earliest source that we've seen in the Makoros, someone interpreting the Rambam as being against the Ramban and thinking there is no Svara? Exactly, Barbanel. Excellent. So if you look at the Barbanel, it's the same one as we had yesterday. It's just shorter. They're Barbanel, when he's presenting the Sugya, contrasts the Rambam with the Ramban. Go for it, Aryeh. See, like the second line, he says, Hinei Rambam. So right there, he says, the Rambam says, Gzeiras HaKasev, and doesn't give any reason. So it's clear that the Barbanel contrasts the Ramban's Baal Davar Svara with the Rambam's Gzeiras HaKasev. So clearly understanding the Rambam as thinking it's tray doesn't make sense, but Gzeiras HaKasev to trust the Mazimim over the Zom. So that's the Barbanel. After the Barbanel, one of the prominent Nosek Kalim on the Rambam also understands the Rambam as thinking it's a Gzeiras HaKasev without any reasoning. Who is that prominent Nosek Kalim? The Lech HaMishnah. Excellent. So the Lech HaMishnah, again, in Yud Beis, right, doesn't contrast the Rambam with the Ramban like the Barbanel does, but he contrasts the Rambam with who, Mordechai? He says, the Rambam is unlike which Mefarish who adopts the Baal Davar approach. You remember who the Lech HaMishnah quotes? Not the Ramban. He could have quoted the Ramban. He doesn't quote the Ramban al-Torah. He quotes the Tur. Right? The other famous person who adopts this. He says, while the Tur gives this beautiful svara that the Edim Zomim are the Baal Davar, the Rambam says Gzeiras HaKasev. And the Lech HaMishnah, we're not going to read it inside, but the Lech HaMishnah uses this machlokes between the Tur and the Rambam to explain another position of the Rambam. What's the controversial shita of the Rambam in Yud Beis? Sorry, in Yud Ches Beis that the Lech HaMishnah is bothered by?
Imela.
Exactly. Right. When the Rambam paskins that if the Edim Mazimim say not only Imanu Aisem, but they are also Machish, the actual case, right? What does Natana? What does the Rambam say about that case? Is that considered Hazama? No. You do both Hazama and Achasha? No, it's considered Achasha. So the Lech HaMishnah says, why in the world? As long as you say Imanu Ayisim, that should be Hazama. And he says, the Tur would say that, because the Tur has this beautiful, beautiful Svara, that once you say Imanu Ayisim, the Edim Zomim are the Balei Davar, and the Edim Mazimim are believed over the Balei Davar, and he says, the Tur would for sure say, even in such a case. So he says, must be that the Rambam is Lishitaso. Because what's the pshat in the Rambam? What is the Rambam mayor? According to the Lecha Mishnah, what does the Rambam hold? Does he hold of this, according to the Lecha Mishnah? Does he hold of the svara of the Gzeiras Kosev? And what is the Gzeiras Kosev? Therefore, how can we explain why it doesn't apply in the case where it's both Hazama and Achasha? To get to this part? What's the Gzeiras Kosev? Fill in the blank.
Is that like only if you
played
in the museum and only
testified? Exactly, like a chidusho type idea. Once it's a kasuv, ain't a chidusho. The Torah is only mechadesh this chidush din of azama in the case where it's only manu ayisem. Once you include other hachasha, says Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam is going to say ain't a chidusho. Gzeiras kasuv is not going to apply in such a case. So the Lecha Mishnah writes, well, Barbanel clearly says, oh, the Rambam thinks it's tray or tray against the Rambam. Lecha Mishnah in parallel fashion says, the Rambam, not against the Rambam, but against the Tur, thinks it's Gzeiras Kosev, and therefore explains why the Rambam says, ein bo l'chidusho, in the case of Hazama and Achasha together, that's not going to have the Chiddush Din of Hazama. So that's Lecha Mishnah. So we have the Barbanel B'das Rambam and the Lecha Mishnah B'das Rambam. Now going to a little later Mefarshim. So the following I always heard from my father-in-law, Rav Rosenzweig, in the name of Moshe Soloveitchik. I later saw it written up in the Rishimos B'Shem Reb Chaim, slightly different. Well, the way I'm quoting in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that's slightly different. I just had you see the Rishimos because it's a similar idea. But this next diuk of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik comes from the Rambam in Perek Chaf, Halacha Dalet. So everyone could turn to the Rambam. Again, Hilchos Eidos, Perek Chaf, Halacha Dalet. So a little bit out of left field. The Rambam here is talking about why there is no Hasra for Eidin Zomim, and it's a very important formulation, which might get to the core of the nature of Hazama. Okay? What? No, my father always quoted me Piyashmu, as if, like, you know, this is, like, you know, this is a story. I suppose, like, the Rav used to always quote his father. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is the Rav's father. He used to always quote his father saying the following Yisod. So again, I just saw it quoted in the Rishimo, slightly different B'Shem Reb Chaim, but it's a slightly different idea. Anyone have the Rambam? Noam, do you have it?
Yeah.
So you see, like halfway through the Rambam, it says, Ve'in le'edim zomim shigaga.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Ve'in le'edim shigaga, l'fi she'in behem ma'isa, l'fi she'in behem ma'isa, l'fikach, in street and astrak mo'shkira.
Okay, so the whole sugya we're not going to get into, but just the facts are, Ve'in le'edim zomim shigaga. I mean, there's no p'tur of shogeg when it comes to Eidim Zomim, is the key line. Lefi she'in behen maisa. Because there is no maisa. So when you first read this, right, Yoshua, when you first saw this, why do you think Hazama was aimed by maisa? What do you think?
It's just speaking.
Exactly. The classic thing is, it's just dibur. I'm not going to get into it, but the Noseh Kalim point out that this is problematic because there are other dibur related averos, such as Megadef, such as Mekalel, which do have Hasra, and do have a patur shogig, even though they are dibur. So we have to knock off that option right off the bat. So it can't be that the Rambam is just saying that, because Hazama is aliyadei dibur, therefore there's no patur shogig, therefore there's no patur hasra, because that doesn't follow through with the Rambam's psak in other contexts of Megadev and Mekalel. So that gets knocked off. Yeah, that gets knocked off. And the Ravid asks and other people ask. So the question is, what does the Rambam mean that because there's no maisa, therefore there's no hasra, and there's no patur shogig? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik understood this Rambam as established in the following very important yisod. And that is, when he says, ein behem maisa, what the Rambam is trying to say, is not just dibur, is that the underlying mechayiv of hazama is not edus sheker, is not the act, the maisa, of giving edus sheker. Here's the key line. Because, says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, we're not even sure that the Eidim Zomim were lying. We don't know, when the clash between the Eidim Mazimim and the Eidim Zomim, we're not even sure who's telling a lie. Therefore, the Mechayiv of Hazama can't be that the Eidim Zomim gave Eidus Sheker, because we're not even sure that they're the Meshakrim, that they're the Shakranim. Maybe the Mazimim are the Shakranim. So then, what is the Mechayiv? Right, and just to finish it up, we'll get to what is Mechayiv. So what is Mechayiv? It's not the Maisa Aver of Eidus Sheker, because we don't even know that they did that Eidus Sheker. Rather, says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik says something similar, it's rather this concept called Shem Eid Zomim. What does that mean? Meaning, the fact that the Eidim Zomim underwent the process of Hazama. The fact that there was a Eidus of Imanu Hayisim against them, that grants them what they call a shame Eid Zomim. They were subject to the Eidus of Imanu Hayisim, and that gives them this shame Eid Zomim, which itself is the Mechayiv of Hazama. We'll fill in some of the blanks in just a moment. Like, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean? Shame Eid Zomim, and how can a shame Eid Zomim be a Mechayiv? What does that mean? But just to finish it up, so says Ramosha Salvech, that's Pshat in this Rambam. Because the Mechayiv is not a Maisa of Vera of Eidus Sheker, it's rather this halachic status of Shem Eid Zomim, that they underwent the process of Azama, that there was an Eidus of Imanu Ayisim against them. Therefore, Hasra is not Shayach, because Hasra is always Shayach before a person is about to do what? A Maisa Vera. Before a person does a Maisa Vera, you have Hasra. And if you do that Maisa Vera b'shogeg, there's a Ptur of Shogeg. Says the Rambam, because the underlying Mechayiv is not the Maisa Aver, because we don't even know that they gave Eid to Sheker, so therefore the Aver of Eid to Sheker can't be the Mechayiv, because we're not even sure they even did that Aver. So once the Mechayiv is not a Maisa Aver, therefore Memela, says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Hasra is not Shayach, because Hasra is only Shayach to a Maisa Aver. Okay, point number one. That's what Rav Moshe said. So now the question is, so what's this idea of Shem Eid Zomim, that being subject to the Eidus of Imanu Ayisim itself is a psul? What's his idea? So I was speaking to my father-in-law about this, Rav Rosenzweig, and he explained this idea as follows. I never understood this idea of Shem Eid Zomim, but I think he filled it in very nicely. He said that once this Eidus of Imanu Ayisim is leveled against these Eidim Zomim, that creates a certain stigma against the Eidim Zomim. Why? Because the taina of Imanu Ayisim is not an ordinary Eidus Sheker. Ordinary Eidus Sheker, as actually the Drasha Zoran develops in his own way. Generally, when Eidim, anyone see the Drasha Zoran? Anyone get to that? Right? When Drasha Zoran says, generally when Eidim are lying, what type of lie is it? Ari? Do you remember what he says?
We assume it's a mistake.
Either, or that exaggerate a detail, they change a detail here, that they, overall they're telling the truth, but they change certain details here and there. The Chiddush of Hazama, what makes Hazama different, is that it wasn't just a change in detail here and there. They completely fabricated the entire thing. Imanu Ayisim says, you weren't even there at all. So explains Rosenzweig that just being accused of Imanu Ayisim, that you, the Eidim Zomim, basically didn't just do an Eidus Sheker. You completely made up an Eidus. You weren't even present at the time of the Eidus, and you just came across and gave a whole Eidus, even you weren't there at all. That stigma of the accusation alone creates this status of Shem Eid Zomim. You were just subject to this really, egregious, claim against you. And that itself is the Mechayev of Psul Eidus, and the Chiddush Torah is that even to get the Onish based on that. Yeah.
But what if you had the Eid Mazim who just also made that up, meaning so now we're at the same thing that we were originally, just now these guys got a shame Eid Zomim when they were.
Correct. So again, yeah, so part of the Chiddush that when in Beis Din you were subject to this really, killer, taina against you, Imanu Ayisim, that itself, having undergone that process, creates a certain stigma to you, that you're off limits.
Even if you didn't do anything.
Even though we're not sure that they're correct. That's the Chiddush of Hazama, according to this. That's what Imbo Maisa means. We'll get in a second, obviously, according to this explanation, there's obviously a tray perspective, right? This idea of saying that we don't even know who are the Shakronim is clearly assuming, right, this again is another raya within Das Rambam, that the Rambam is clearly, according to this, assuming Trey or Trey, we have no clue who's telling the truth, therefore the Mechayev can't be Eid the Sheker, because they don't even know who the Shakranim are. The Mechayev is there for the Shem Eid Zomim. So again, not only do we have the Abarbanel, Halacha Mishnah, now this Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Diuk in the Rambam, Chaf Dalad, which clearly saying that it's a Trey or Trey, not that we're totally believing the Mazimim, because the Zomim are the Bali Dabar. Yeah.
Is the reason why it's problematic to create this stigma on yourself a shame Eid Zomim, is that because of the integrity of Eidos in general?
Yeah, I was going to leave that out. Ravamo added, that adds to it. Very good. I was actually going to say it's in brackets. Furthermore, the other aspect is that especially because the Torah, the Chiddush of Eidos is that to trust any two Jewish Shmos and give them the ultimate Eidos. So the fact that you have this accusation saying you were exploiting Eidos in this way to basically totally make up Eidos, that's part of it, exactly. So Rashi found clearly a Talmud. Exactly. That was another aspect. I just didn't want to confuse the Talmud.
Does that mean that if two Eidim are, two Eidim are Mason and other Eidim are Mazim them, and then before they're able to do Kasher Zalman, let's say, it's somehow proven that they was actually, the Eidim that they said was actually right. So you still do Kasher Zalman because they have the shame made Eidim?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question. I'd look into that. We have to figure out a case where that could happen. I don't have to follow that through. That'd be fascinating, like Nafkamina. But fascinating. We'll look into that. Excellent. Okay, good. The last, we have the, again, this is all Bidasa Rambam. Just the big picture. We have, Tosas saying trait, all the different places. We have the Rambam, according to the Abar Benel, according to the Lecha Mishnah, according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Diak in Chav Dalet. Now let's go back. The Rav himself, also quoted in the Rishimos there, has some interesting diyukim back in Yud Ches Beis. Everyone go back to Yud Ches Beis, actually, and Yud Ches Gimel. So the Rav is also going to take this mahalach on the Rambam. The Rav develops that the Rambam does not agree with the Ramban. He says the Shita of the Rambam is not that the Edom Zomim are the Balei Dover. He says really it's Trey or Trey. It's just like a Chasham. And the Rav has two diyukim. The first diyuk is Yud Ches Gimel, the Gzeres HaKasav diyuk. It's the classic diuk. The fact that the Rambam says Gzeres HaKasav, the Rav says that already is an indication that it's Trey or Trey, right? If the Edom Zomim were the Balei Davar, then you wouldn't say Gzeres HaKasav. That's a clear svara to that. So that's diuk number one. And diuk number two comes back to Yud Ches Beis. It's a very, very careful reading of the Rambam in the beginning of Halacha Beis. Shmuel, do you have the Rambam? Akiva Finkelstein, do you have the Rambam in Yud Ches, the beginning of Yud Ches Beis, before he asks about Ma Ben HaKash Lazal? Right, so Ba'amad Zamurim, Halacha Aleph, which is all about the Onish of Azama, that's only Be'edim Shehuzim. But now pay careful attention to the way he describes Ede HaChasha. And when it comes to Ede HaChasha, right, stalemate, it knocks off both Edeus, this is the key. Ve'in Onshin as Achas Mehen. And neither one gets the onish, according to the Rav's read, of Kasher Zamam. Neither cut of the Edim, of the Edim HaChasha, get Kasher Zamam. Why? Because we don't know which one lied. Says the Rav, very careful reading. But the Rambam is saying that fundamentally, the onish of Kasher Zamam would be Shayach to Ede HaChasha. It's just that we don't know which cut of the Ede HaChasha are the liars. But fundamentally, according to the Rav's read, the Onish of Kasher Zamam is Shayach to Ede HaChasha. So says the Rav for a second. Wait a second. That only makes sense. It only makes sense to have a Havamina to apply the Onish of Kasher Zamam to Ede HaChasha if Hazama and HaChasha are fundamentally the same thing. Let's go the other way. If you think that, like the Ramban, right, that the Edom Zomim are the Balei Davar, so then when it comes to Hazama, you have Edom versus Balei Davar. There's no connection to HaChasha. There's no HaChasha here. There's the Edom Azimim who are the Edom, and the Edom Zomim who are the Balei Davar. There's no clash between two Edom. So the Kasher Zamam of that dynamic, there'd be no Shaychus to carry that over to Edom HaChasha, which is completely different. But says the Rav, if you think that even Hazama is a HaChasha, is Trey or Trey, so then Shayach to say, yeah, that fundamentally, Hazama, Kasher Zamam, which applies to the HaChasha of Hazama, right? So that would carry over to Hazama because they're both HaChasha. The only difference is that the Chiddush is that by Hazama, the Torah tells us which set of Edom are the Shakanim. By Edom HaChasha, we don't know. But so therefore, the Rav's deal is another diuk in the Rambam to say if the Rambam again agrees to this Trey or Trey perspective, and that's the only reason why the Rambam could say fundamentally, according to the Rav's diuk, that the Onish of Kasher Zamam would be Shayach to HaChasha.
Yeah, I think so. Then, according to the Rav and like if you combine the Rav and Rav Moshe, that wouldn't fit with Tosos is having, you know, that by the half them on us, that
being in Tosos,
that Onesh is, their Tosos was saying that Onesh, if Onesh, then obviously so. But here,
that's his answer.
Yeah, that was
sorry, that's the question.
There, because then Tosos is saying that if Onesh, then psol. But here the Rav would be saying that if the psol is a chiddush by Hazama, like what Rav Moshe is saying, and the Rav is saying fundamentally the Onesh should be there, had we known, but even if we do know, they still wouldn't have the lack of integrity of Hazama, that crazy lack of integrity of Hazama, in which case the psul, the psul seems to be even more chamer than the onesh.
Feel nothing at loss at the end. One more time.
Okay.
it's not you, it's me. Question about I can do this. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Tosus was saying that Tosus' question was, how do we know that
Hazama carries over to psul edus? Maybe it's just onesh.
Right. And then their answer was that if Onesh, then obviously Psol, because the Psol is less chamer than Onesh.
He doesn't say that. But, okay, yeah, it's implicit. It's implicit, yeah. Kolshik, he says Kolshik.
If Onesh, then Psol.
Okay.
But what the Rav is saying is that the Rav, with Rav Moshe, would be saying then that the Psol, it's not obvious that just because you get an Onesh, you get a Psol. Especially if you take Rosenzweig's parentheses, yeah. because then that's pushing it to, that's pushing soul into this. You're only puzzle not because you did something because you had this crazy, not because the actual Eidos was the actually giving Eidos Sheker creates the soul. It's because you had this crazy claim that's brought against you.
True, but I just
the Onesh would come from. The Onesh would come from the Eidos, whereas the Psol would come from the Hazama.
Okay, I hear the Ara. I mean, to be clear, the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said this, Shem Eid Zomen is both Mechayev of the Onesh and the Psol Eidos.
Yeah.
He says both. He does say both. So, meaning...
But the Rav is taking it that in theory... because the Rav said...
The Rav is saying...
That in theory...
The Onesh of Hazama...
The Onesh of Hazama should apply to Hachasha.
To Hachasha.
Which is not saying then it can't be just because there's Hazama, because had we proven that you were that the Hachasha, that one sat on the Hachasha was actually wrong, they would get Onesh Hazar, meaning that
okay, now you're saying it's that sounds that dik sounds a lot sounds different.
It's that the
onesh, sounds like the sheker.
The onesh comes from
the sheker.
From the sheker, whereas the psul comes from
point one second.
Which is
that's a good R. Maskin. Great R. Okay, so the 5 minutes we have left, just to quickly, I know not everyone had a chance to see this, but just to round out this sugya. So again, in terms of the tray or tray perspective, we had the Bali Tosos, and we had the Rambam, and there's a lot in the Tosos, and there's a lot in the Rambam. The other Rishon, who seems to adopt this, although not explicit, maybe a little explicit, who's the other Rishon who seems to adopt tray or tray? Yeah, exactly, the Joshua Saran, excellent. So the Joshua Saran, which I have photocopied, you know, on the Marmon Kamashi, is trying to give a svara for why we believe the Edom Mazimim over the Edom Zom. Right? So I'm not sure we have time to read inside, but can anybody explain outside what is the Umdana, what is the svara that the, not Donald yet, remember? Are you going to get to it? Anybody get to it? I'm sure we did. Right? And he explained to me in Seder. Right? According to the Ran, what is the svara to believe the Mazimim over the Zomim?
Just Mazimim have to create a larger lie for themselves that these two people were with us versus the Zomim who just have to find a place where no one was and say, oh, okay, these two people were with me and were there.
Okay, good. Meaning, right? In other words, that this says the Ran, it's very kedai, especially the second paragraph to read, we don't have time to do it now, but the Ran basically says that the Edom Mazimim basically render themselves more susceptible to being contradicted than the Edom Zomim do. Right? When the Edom Mazimim, right? If the Edom Mazimim were lying, right? When they said to the Edom Zomim, Imanu Hayisim, if they were lying, for all the Edom Mazimim know, the Edom Zomim were hanging out with tons of people who can then come to Bezin and say, what do you mean? How can you claim Imanu? How can you, the Edom Mazimim, claim that the Edom Zomim were with you elsewhere? We saw them in the place of the Edus. So Edom Mazimim, says the Ramban, are completely opening themselves up in a big way to be contradicted, because for all they know, the Edom Zomim have a ton of people who are going to say, no, they were at the point of AIDS. We'll get to it in a second. But the Edom Zomim, however, they're not opening themselves up to such a lie, because they could have thought that maybe no one saw them in that alternative place. So basically, the Ramban, in essence, is giving a svara to say that the Edom Mazimim are more believable than the Edom Zomim. And the key for our purpose of the big picture, if you need to give a svara like this to explain why the Edom Mazimim should get Ne'emanus over the Edom Zomim, you clearly are thinking that it's Trey or Trey. It's a clash. Edom Mazimim for Edom Zomim, clash between the two. Why here do we favor the Mazimim over the Zomim? If you thought, like the Ramban, like the first Mahalach, that the Edom Zomim are Bali Davar, you don't need to give any svaras. It's Pashut that the Edom Mazimim are believed over the Zomim, because Zomim are Bali Davar. The fact that the Ran needs to give the svara already is telling you it's a Trey or Trey. And it's actually very meduyuk, because the Ran himself, in the second paragraph, on this, right, second page of the Mamakomos, right, and he says, that first line, Nezeha Inyan Ba'atzmo, who should sit Sa'a Torah Shinaman, right, La'akar Shishav, too, fine, Amazimim, Yosir Me'al Muzman, Afal Pid, the Trey or Trey Ninu. The Ran Lashitaso says, even though it's a Trey or Trey, I'll give you a svara to favor the Mazimim over the Zomim. So again, even the Lashon itself bears this out. And it's clear very much, the svara, the fact that the Ran feels the need to give a svara, in fact, he says it's Trey or Trey, clearly like Tosos and the Rambam, according to those Achronim, are adopting this Trey or Trey approach. And this really, to finish within 30 seconds, is the second day of the Pnei Yeshua. The second day of the Pnei Yeshua, we sort of referenced yesterday in the footnote of the Ramban, Pnei Yeshua gives, what's the Pnei Yeshua's svara for trusting the Mazimim over the Zomim? What's his svara? Because the Mazimim have a migu. Right, the migu is, if they were lying, they could have just said chilatam as a Shabbos, right? You could have just said that each individual did a maisa avera. So again, in Shura, you'll see this inside, but the Pnei Yeshua, the very fact that the Pnei Yeshua needs to give a migu to the Mazimim over the Zomim, again, in that second day, would only make sense if you think it's Trey or Trey. What's a Trey or Trey? Stalemate, there you need to have a tiebreaker such as the Migu. So we'll stop here. These are the prominent Mefarshim who adopt the Trey or Trey approach. Now we're going to take these two Mahalchim, the Baal Davar approach and the Trey or Trey approach, to really impact so many of the details of Hazama. But with this background, hopefully we'll be better equipped to attack all the other sugyas. Okay.